Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, sometimes for the second date updates, people are trying to figure out if the person that they met is the love of their life.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, like Claire, who's on the phone to do a second date update today, sometimes they're just trying to figure out if the person they met is actually married. And that's why they won't go out with them again.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Claire? Sounds like you've got a bit of a problem.
Hi, yeah. Whenever I, like, envisioned myself being on this segment, I always thought, like, it would be the person calling me, and, like, why am I not calling back? So this is, like, super awkward starting out.
We always want to be the person on the other end, don't we?
Yeah. So things have changed, and I read your email, and it says you think the guy that you went out with might be married?
I mean, that's a theory that I have. I have no idea. It's just been, like, a chain of events that have been leading up to this, that there's got to be, like, something else going on because it's just not adding up.
Yeah.
Do you want, like, the background of it so everyone will know what happened?
Tell us the story. How'd you meet the guy?
A few weeks back, me and my girlfriends were at a bar just drinking, hanging out. And there was, like, a guy that's, like, you know, chilling next to us. So we kind of...
Okay, good. I thought you were going to say it was a guy and his wife.
And then... No. No, like, very single-seeming guys. And we just kind of hit it off. Like, I was a little tipsy, but not, like, super drunk or anything.
And what did you like about him, like, in those first moments?
To be honest, like, at first glance, I'm like, this is who you think of as, like, the tall, dark, and handsome. He's got to have a girlfriend. But then we start talking, and he's, like, doing impressions, like, Real Housewives stuff. Like, this random. I was like, this guy's so bizarre. But
what?
That's, like, what I like about him.
Or okay. He has multiple personalities, it sounds like.
Exactly. It could be one or the other.
So what happened that night? I mean, you guys hung out at the bar for how long?
We hung out a few hours. I mean, at the end of the night, we did have a little moment. We had a kiss. Just, you know, really quick.
You still sound kind of like you have butterflies over it.
I know. See, I'm totally that girl right now. Like, I hate this, but I don't know what else to do. Like, none of my friends have any good advice, so I don't know.
So was this before or after his wife came to pick him up?
No, he left with the guys, like, they Ubered home. So basically, I gave him my number, and before I get, like, into bed, I get a text, and it's him, and he says something kind of clever and funny, and I'm just, like, going to bed thinking, like, how cute is he, and he already texted me.
Totally.
So it's going great.
Nice.
Yeah, because you think this guy's super into you, and you guys are going to hang out, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so then he was, like, traveling out of town with, like, work and stuff. Like, he was super busy, so we're texting a ton. You know, I would text him, like, a picture of my breakfast or some, you know, like, stupidest stuff.
I thought you were going to say breasts.
Yeah, so did I. I was like, whoa.
No.
Like,
that got a lot more boring for me, like, the picture of my breakfast. I'm like, it wasn't that hot and heavy then.
Oh, no. But, you know, we did get a little bit, you know, at night. If he was, like, traveling, he'd be like, I'm lonely, and we kind of, you know, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Nice.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So you guys had a text relationship. And then when did he disappear?
He didn't quite disappear, but I'm just like, why are you always busy? And one night he's like, okay, I'm in town. Let's meet up. So we thought it'd be like cute to meet up at the same bar that we had met at. So I'm like all excited and we get there and he's just kind of acting a little off. Like very, I just thought like maybe he was jet lagged. He just was being very formal.
I mean, maybe he was nervous though, because that's a lot leading up to this one moment where you finally see each other again.
Exactly. And it's a little awkward. I mean, you know, no big red flag. I wasn't like concerned. I just thought it was a little weird. So we go in and there, it's like this revolving door thing. He like leads me and I go in first and he goes in behind me and the back of my jacket, something happens where it's like stuck in the thing and it like jams up.
So you got your clothes stuck in the revolving door.
Yeah. So it's just like awkward and I'm kind of laughing it off, but we have to have like the people from the restaurant like come out and they like did something where they had to like help it because he was kind of like caught in there too.
How long were you guys trapped inside the revolving door?
In my head it was like an hour, but it was really only like 5 or 6 minutes. It wasn't that long.
Okay,
long enough to be an awkward start to your first date.
Or great because they say when your life flashes before your eyes, it really brings people together.
Well, I hope, but that's not really what happened. So basically, you know, we get all unstuck and I'm just like, okay, we just need to have a drink and like get this back on track. I'm like, I'm done with my glass of wine. I'm going to, you know, get ready to order one more. And before I can even like say like, you know, another round, he's like, check please. Like he kind of interjects. It was weird.
So you guys had like a 20-minute date, basically.
25 if you're counting like the door debacle. Like, yeah.
I think we should count that in just to make it a little longer.
So I asked him, I was like, hey, is everything okay? And he's just like, nothing's wrong. He's just like, I'm exhausted. Like, work is actually like really insane. We go our separate ways. And yeah, like it was just not like the date that I had like built up in my head.
So how many times have you guys talked since then?
Since then, it's been like 8 or 9 days. And he has been like so busy. And in that time, like I have not heard back.
That totally sucks because I bet you were like on board. Like finally I met a guy that I'm super interested in. And
yes. And it's like they either have the looks or the personality. I'm like, this is, you know, full package. And I can totally, we're on the same level of like, it just felt so easy. And then it felt so forced. And I'm like, there's something I'm not seeing or I'm missing or I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, is he married? Is he have a girlfriend? Like, he's just like two different people from the first time I met him. And I'm just like turning into like that girl that is like obsessing.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your second date update and hopefully get an answer. Okay.
All right. Thank you guys.
You're welcome. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.